This is a very, very special day because we have three feasts all together, in a sense. This morning at the principal Mass, which was that one, we had the Feast of All Saints, a very wonderful, wonderful feast that fills us with joy and with hope. For that is what we wish for ourselves, too, and our loved ones. And then, of course, it is also the first Saturday of the month of November, dedicated to the saints and the holy souls in purgatory. And then, at this Mass, because of the particular rite that we are celebrating this evening, it is an anticipation, and that's what a vigil is, an anticipation of tomorrow's feast, which is the feast of the commemoration of all the souls in purgatory. What a wonderful, wonderful gift from God. Purgatory is a second chance. After you have lived through life and maybe flubbed a few things, maybe flubbed everything, but at the very end ask for forgiveness. That's important. That's necessary. If you do not ask for forgiveness, if you don't confess your sins to a priest, then forget it. This feast is not for you. And we do not have any feast for the souls burning in the fires of hell. Never shall be, never has been. But this feast is a feast of that intermediary place we call Cathartarium in Greek, or Purgatorium in Latin, purgatory in English. It is the place where, as the word speaks, it is a place of washing, of making clean. It is in purgatory that whatever sins that are not mortal, that you have died with at the hour of death, and that you do not have enough time to make up for, because every sin has a penalty. Not only the three little piddly Hail Marys that most priests give you, I usually don't. You know, I would prefer to give you 1,000 Hail Marys, but some people would leave. But anyway, and then they'd be totally lost. That is not enough. We still have the obligation to make up for our sins. And that is why we pray for the dead in purgatory. The dead who are in heaven, they have no need of our prayers. Indeed, they are the saints, and all of them are saints, whether they're canonized or not. But they are saints who can intercede for us before the throne of God, the Almighty. And beneath the guidance of the Queen of the Universe, Mary Most Holy, whom we celebrate today also in this first Saturday. Now those who are dead but are burning in the eternal fires of hell, not even God. Now there's nothing impossible for God, but there is that. He cannot take a soul out of purgatory. Why? Because, hell, exhaustion. Why can he not take a soul out of hell? Because God has given us, and we see this in the Catechism, if we have ever read it, at the moment of our creation, he has given us the gift of free will. We have free will, and the angels had this too. Those who are angels in heaven, they used it for following God. The others, with Lucifer, who is no longer Lucifer, he does not carry the light of the throne of God. He is Satan, Beelzebul, the prince of the fires of hell. They chose to disobey God. He given up free will, and you and me too. We can either choose to love God and obey God, or we can choose to disobey God. And of course, most of the times, we just disregard God. We turn a deaf ear. We turn our back to him. And those people have free will. God will not interfere with that. And so that's why God cannot get any souls out of hell. And there are a few of the saints who have been given the privilege, and I think the children of Sarama were among them, but there are other saints, St. Gertrude the Great, among others, to just peek in. They cannot go in. They would have been destroyed. To peek in to the fires of hell. And it is beyond anything that any of us could possibly imagine. St. Bernadette Soubirous said that if men realize what eternity is, they would do anything and everything to stop sinning and to make amendment for their sins. Because once you enter, if you're so unfortunate, very, very unfortunate, into the fires of hell, not even God can take you out. Not the Blessed Mother, not St. Joseph, nobody. You're there for eternity. And you know, that's the thing, that's what she said, if men realize what eternity is. I mean, do you ever meditate on eternity? I know I try to sometimes, and it's very difficult. We have no concept of eternity. There is no end. Our eternity has a beginning. But God is eternal. His eternity has no beginning. It's always and always and always and always. Our eternity has a beginning, but it has no end. If you are in heaven, then you will be with God forever in heaven. There will be no end. But if you are in hell, there will be no end to your sufferings. And what's really interesting, you know, God thinks of everything, you know, he's not going to be taken advantage of by a bunch of silly little people. When a person dies and then he resurrects from the dead, because they resurrect too. The resurrection is for everybody. But those who are condemned to hell, they are sent down to the fires of hell, and their body can never be destroyed. You can burn them and burn them and burn them, and they'll still be there to suffer, suffer, and suffer. And so it's eternal suffering. You cannot possibly imagine. And the little children of Fatima fainted when they just had a glimpse of hell. You need to meditate on eternity. You need to meditate on heaven. You need to meditate on purgatory. And you need to meditate on hell. And do everything possible to avoid it. Because once you're in, you're in. God help us. Eternal rest went unto them, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.